At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'll borrow my mother's earrings, her scarf, but my mother's tampon. No way!
It is February 1992. Claudia Schiffer is on the cover of Vogue. Yasmin LeBond is girls on filming Elle, while the likes of you are being asked to cover up around Penn Station with overcoats to avoid assault by the still at large Dartman.
No! Oh my God.
That is an important note because you haven't seen anything about Dartman on the local news or stapled to telephone poles. So, while you have no idea where you actually are, you feel safe ruling out New York City. You went to the grocery store where the mayonnaise brand they sell is Hell's Best, and they call drinks like Coke and Sprite Sody Op. They don't wear sneakers here, nor tennis shoes or gym shoes. Here, just dress downers. You couldn't buy a lollipop or sucker until you figured out they call them ball licks here. It's a weird fucking place. Sprinkles? No. Jimmies? No. Not even hundreds and thousands. No, here they are called ice cream bugs and you hate it. Sub, hero, or hoagie? Nope. It's called a layered meal here. Gah! Gravy or sauce? No, it's magoo, as in meat goo. It's enough to drive you to drink, but not to the liquor store, nor the party store, packy, or state store. No, here you go to the inebriatum. You're exhausted. Time to try to relax with your tether to the real world. Yes, it's time to...
listen to Sassy. Oh, stranger and stranger. What a place. Where are you and why?
It's the weirdest place this diarist has lived in.
It really is. How long will she stay there? Who's to say? Will she ever figure it out?
Stay tuned.
It's just the two of us today.
Yeah.
Pam is not here. She is on assignment. I'm not sure if she's saying what she's doing, but it's keeping her very busy.
She's recovering from a over-the-counter medication overdose.
That's not true. Don't worry the listeners. She is, as far as we know.
This woman's over-tinctured.
As far as we know, she's in good health, but she's not here.
Should your eyes be orange? And other questions answered by Pam.
We look forward to welcoming her back soon. But in her absence, we forgot to talk about it last time. Mm-hmm. We got new merch.
Oh, that's right. So, you know, Pam, her primary mission on this podcast is to dox people.
Yeah.
Take them out of their comfort of their hometown and their quiet lives and throw them into the maelstrom that is doxing.
Sure.
So we now have the Doxhound, which is a dachshund who knows where you live and has a crazed look on his face. So you can buy our official Sassy Doxhound merchandise. There's shirts, there's tote bags, maybe a drink tumbler.
Oh, yeah, there's a mug.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can buy. So go to our store. The link is on our website, listentosassy.com. And support us by buying something there if you like the Doxhound, which you should because he's adorable, but he's also a menace, just like Pam.
Shall we get into this issue?
I think we should.
Our cover model is Miana, the Toyota Miana, of course. No.
I was going to say the recently sequelized Polynesian epic, Miana.
Both of those work. We're not talking about Pam, Dave. Don't bring up Moana.
Oh, yeah, right.
The photographer is Stephen Miller. Some call him the Space Cowboy, of course. Mm-hmm. This is the only cover that she ever did, which is crazy because she's so sassy looking and so cute. She's got dark curly hair. She's got a bunch of daisies in it. It says flowers in all caps very aggressively. It's in the 1991 version of Impact font. It's letting us know spring is coming. Prepare!
That's Futura condensed.
Oh, thank you.
You know your favorite Wes Anderson font that he uses in all his movies? This is the condensed version of that, which is a garbage font. You just go regular Futura. You don't go at all.
Don't tell me. Tell Neil. That crumb bum. Anyway, she's been modeling since she was a teenager. She still is a teenager. Mm-hmm. She's cute. Still? Don't know what she's doing now. She's still
good for her.
In our day, she is still somehow a teenager.
All that Hell's Best mayo she's been eating.
Exactly. She's between space and time and therefore has not aged. And we celebrate that.
Their looks gift great. Was knowledge.
Exactly. So that's the cover. Mm-hmm. Fashion feature number one.
This is already going so much faster than when Pam's here. Why? It's already so much smoother and with less interruptions and diversions. So I'm just saying, you know, if Pam has to like work a couple extra weeks on her project, it would be the worst thing for my timetable.
Don't say that. Pam, we missed you terribly. Come back soon. We're only teasing. We're just funning. We are also, guess
Crank
what?
Call.
We're not reading every word of the ads either.
Uh-oh, Grandma Ribbon's in the car reading all the road signs on our trip. Speed limit. What are you? Wow.
Fashion feature number one pays off that flowers on the cover. It is called Fresh Cuts. Yeah. Florals for Spring, groundbreaking. Our model is Jackie. Our photographer is Stephen White. No one calls him the Space Cowboy. Mm-mm. And this is just a larger than usual 8-page fashion spread about floral looks. The season's floral prints do everything but smell good. Here's a selection of the best, so you can take your pick. It leads off with a very ill-fitting...
I was going to say.
the straps are... You can see daylight through them. They're gapping so much.
It's like she's wearing a purse, kind of.
Yes, yes.
As a dress. Yes. Some sort of giant long purse dress scenario. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed, too. And that was the best photo they had to lead this off with.
Right. Usually, I mean, unless that's a style choice and it's like it's supposed to be oversized, but still you would expect the straps to like lie flush, even if the rest of it is big, which it's not particularly. If you've ever seen a movie or a TV show about a fashion shoot, you know they have those big clips, what photographers have for like backdrops and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's what Homer puts on his back.
Exactly.
Keep all the flesh from peering on his front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can see in this photo, like, not only the straps, but I don't know what to call it, but let's just call it the bucket of the dress top, you know, mm-hmm. where the actual dress starts and the straps end.
The bodice.
Okay, thank you.
The bucket.
I don't know anything about fashion.
I know.
Why
know
would I have to know that?
You wouldn't.
I mean, frankly, I'm a little insulted that.
Well, you know. I don't know if you ever had to read a 19th century novel. A 19th century novel in English class.
I haven't, but good note.
Okay.
The bodice, you can fit a tennis ball in the gap that's in the top of the bodice there easily. And I'm not mm-hmm. exaggerating. You could probably go up to a grapefruit.
Yeah.
Which means that when she's actually walking around, like, there's a lot of chance you're going to see all her top front goodies.
Yeah. She is not protected from the elements in mm-hmm. this look. And I checked to see the description. It just calls it a denim dress. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like it's a, you know, you'd think they would put something in the blurb like oversized jumper or
right.
something.
Even more so if it's denim, because then it doesn't have a lot of flexibility.
That's
so
right.
those gaps are going to be even more pronounced and mm-hmm. unclosable.
Right.
So once again, her top front goodies are in danger.
It's true.
Can we just start calling them top front goodies from now on the podcast? Because I really enjoy saying that.
Whatever
She's got a
want.
Good pair of top front goodies, you would say.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Capital top front goodies.
I mean, you are the person who coined the term wonderfulness when you That's didn't right. like a certain term for female anatomy that was sure. in slang use. Mm-hmm. So yeah, top front goodies is more, I'm going to say, more ribald
yeah.
than wonderfulness. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Page 41, lime green rayon dress. Three words you never want to read in a row. Lime yeah. and green and rayon.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes.
Hey, it's by Filippo Totti.
Filippo
Totti is back. And he's a mega-nice dress for the beautiful Bellas.
That's the other page, but yes. Oh. This one is just by...
Menon.
Ecoute. Worn with a hat from J. Crew. She's not actually wearing it. She's holding it. But the problem with a lot of these looks is they just look cheap. There's especially the sunflower stuff. I don't know if it's just because I OD'd on sunflower when as a print mm-hmm. in this era.
Yeah.
Because it was everywhere for a hot second there, including on Jane, I believe, in the Shiny Happy People video. that she was in. This is not so cute to me. And it also, I don't know why, if it's a spring fashion story, all of the colors are so autumnal.
It's good. Everything in this photo is dead. Nothing has come back to life yet because it's a February. So this is...
Right. So they shot it in October.
They probably shot it, in November or something like that. Yeah. This is probably a very cold shoot. Mm-hmm. You could tell because some of the photos, they're in a cornfield and the corn has...
It's
completely devoid of life. It's Halloween corn.
Yeah, just out of frame, there's like a, you know, a truck going by with a hayride that people are enjoying on their way to the pumpkin patch.
Yep. Zodiac Killer's somewhere in there too. It's got the whole vibe going on.
Bless him.
Yeah.
The last Does good page, work. The last page has a pair of jeans that have like flower, not appliques on them. They're just like as if a flower was on a barrette or something, and they're sewed all over these jeans. And you can tell they must look crazy when she's standing because she is hugging her knees, trying to make them disappear. The rest of the look, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Tank top and a sheer top.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask what's going on there. That's two different pieces.
Yes, it's a tank top with a blouse over it.
Says. Because her blouse is down below her shoulder, so it looks like some sort of weird, the Demolition Man version of leisure wear. You know what I mean? It feels like it's supposed to be one piece, but it's the future a la like how Star Trek does future costumes, which is like, it's lame.
Yeah. But you can see on these flowers, like how much space is around them. They're quite large.
How would you wash a pair of pants like this?
I don't know.
Like those would come out in the wash, right? You'd have to hand wash this.
Yeah, probably. I guess you probably would, or they would come off. Yeah, you're right.
He's going to have some stank on him.
Yeah. When I read the description, I was waiting for it to say like jeans with flower pins all over them.
Right.
But that's all one thing.
Well, the other part of the problem is the flowers are sufficiently random until the last two, which are equidistant from the bottom of each pant leg end. Uh-huh. And it makes it look weird to me.
It's too symmetrical.
It's too symmetrical.
Yeah. Also, there are $140 in 1991 money.
That's a lot of money for a really ugly pair of jeans.
I'll dox myself. Mm-hmm. I don't pay that much money for jeans today.
I can't remember the last time I wore jeans, frankly.
Well,
ever since you started buying those like comfy brown Banana Republic or whatever they are. Sort of not quite sweat. They're not sweatpants, but they're like leisure pants. I don't even know what you call them.
They're called waffle joggers.
I love waffle joggers. Mm-hmm. I love waffles.
Yep.
But not jogging.
Yeah. And you should treasure them because I went to look for new ones for you this year. And they don't make them anymore. So
sad.
Be careful.
Okay.
But there is that other one that made those microfiber pants that I got for you. Mm-hmm. They're still around, as far as I know, Public Rec, I think they're called.
They're okay.
And they make jeans that are, like, very stretchy.
Maybe you can put some flowers on.
We got 8 pages of fresh cuts, which is, I guess, why we're only getting 4 pages of worn to work. And this is sort of a variation on what they like to do periodically, where it's like stuff from catalogs. This is stuff from stores at the mall. And they have their models, who are Emily, Free, Carol, and Mary, going to various stores. They are at Urban Outfitters. They're at Esprit. They're at Benetton. And they're at Merry-Go-Round. And like, shout out to whoever wrote this story, because those are the 4 top stores that you would want to fuck with in 1991.
Mount Rushmore of early 90s clothes stores that you would want to give your business to.
Yep, 100%.
Okay. Very good.
The only other one I can think of is maybe like, not American Eagle. What's the other one? Not Aeropostale. Abercrombie. Abercrombie and Fitch was another one.
Were they around then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Okay. I definitely shopped there in the 90s, maybe not the early 90s. But yeah, the Urban Outfitters, it's hilarious how this shot of just 2 girls in baby doll dresses on a ladder in front of an exposed brick wall is like, that could have been taken 3 hours ago at the Urban Outfitters store downtown in Austin. Like, everything about it is carbon dated, yet also timeless in a weird way I can't quite explain.
Yeah.
The Esprit girls look extremely preppy.
I don't like these hats.
No, I don't either. They look more like Banana Republic to me in like this head-to-toe white situation.
And the one on the Ralph left, Lauren. I cannot tell what age she is. It's the smile. It's too big.
She kind of looks like Philippa Sue from Dr. Odyssey a little bit.
Kinda.
Then we got the girls from Benetton, and they are my jam. One is in a stripy sweater. That's when I stopped caring about anything else in this whole story. You know, I love a stripy sweater. Mm-hmm. Or a stripey anything, honestly.
Yep.
And then the last page is our two girls at merry-go-round. On the rack they're sitting on is the classic David Putty magic eight ball, all signs point to yes, leather jacket.
Yep.
Which really, speaking of carbon dating it, wow.
Did you find a price tag for that? How much those cost then? How much would a magic eight ball jacket cost you?
That's a good question.
And when would that have been on Seinfeld?
Later than this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
But not much.
No.
All right. Let's see.
But on Seinfeld, they weren't trying to be like ironically out of date retro with it or anything like that. Like,
no,
it was still.
No, no. Well, I mean, it was out of style, but just because it was dorky.
Right.
Like this would have been. Yeah, I don't know how much mm-hmm. it would have cost then. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Guess how much they're selling for now.
Oh, God.
There's like a real vintage looking one on eBay.
$750.
$2,149 for a pre-owned Magic 8-Ball jacket.
Fantastic. So, good on you, people that bought those and now living large on the land.
Yep. We'll link it in the show notes in case you want to really splash out this fall. I don't know. Want to buy it now and then look forward to it?
Outlook unlikely.
It's only $2,144 with a coupon code, Dave. So
great. Perfect.
Get two. Merry-go-round is described in this blurb as the store everyone wants to work at, and I'm sure that's true, but that did not save it from bankruptcy. 5 years after this story came out, to the month, in fact, they filed when they still had 500 stores. In the U.S., RIP merry-go-round, they couldn't make it work. Was it because all those teenagers were stealing from the till? Who's to say? What next? You can never argue with a heart attack. It's February, which means Valentine's Day. And the theme of what next is hearts. If he's the type to forget little things like his name or Valentine's Day, here are some less than subtle reminders you can wear. And if you're dating a girl who shows up to meet you at this or that,
yeah,
wearing Valentine's Day sunglasses that say "To my Valentine" across the lens
through
in
which,
gold, both lenses.
Yeah, not on the lenses, but actual an applique.
Correct.
Like a signature necklace sort of applique,
yeah,
over,
yeah,
the glasses in which you have to look through.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of 9 red flags on this page.
That's right. I mean, you know, if
I mean, you
could
take
had...
these some out of some of these out of context,
sure,
and they're fine.
Yes.
But as a whole, this is giving me, you know, who's the love starved cartoon? No, you know, from Roger Rabbit, you know, a man, that one.
It's, yeah, like
Hyena Helena or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
I was thinking of
those vibes.
I was thinking of the ex-girlfriend from Wayne's World. Played by Laura
Stacey,
Flynn Boyle.
Yeah.
Stacey.
A psycho hose beast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any one of these by itself, other than the glasses, I think is fine.
Mm.
Come on. Maybe not the union suit plus the tights.
Not the really ornate Dynasty era perfume bottle.
No. That's in the, you're talking about the one top right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, not that. But also, I wanted to...
Oh, there's two. I didn't notice that there's another one, which looks like the cover of a Smashing Pumpkins album.
Thank you. This is Love Potion by Island Magic. So yeah. I'm going to guess this is a product you
try
can purchase...
Try to describe it.
At your local CVS. It is... The bottle is whatever. The top has a pewter, I'm going to guess, mm-hmm, or faux pewter, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Sun and Moon, who are friends, by the way they're arranged.
They're cuddling.
They're cuddling. And then there's like a dangling star on, you know, I assume the lid. I assume you pull that whole thing off and then there's this atomizer underneath.
But there's also like some sort of hieroglyph adjacent writing along the cap as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that just says Love Potion, I think.
Oh, does it?
I think that's just the
name. Oh, okay. Got it.
The Sun and Moon, I'm going to guess this is like around the start of the blue glass, yellow Sun and Moon design era,
mm-hmm,
because they were everywhere for most of the middle of the 90s.
What is that? Blue glass? What are you talking about exactly?
When you would get a mug that was like blue glass with a sun and a moon
got
on it.
Got it.
Or,
yep,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
it was a wall hanging, or you had it on your socks, or like it was just a very ubiquitous design trend.
So that would eventually give way to the sort of normalized minimalist version, which would become like the star shirt in an REM video kind of thing, right? Because this is like, this is the ornate version of that. We're in the Art Nouveau era. And then eventually we get down to the pop art version of it a couple of years later.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day 2 months ago, Dave.
Oh, yes. And to you.
Just one beauty feature this month. It's called Fear-Free Hair Coloring. And our model is the adorable Chandra. We have seen her before with her bob looking cute. Has a very vintage style face. The way they style her is usually kind of 60s themed, I would say.
Yeah.
60s inspired. Not much to say about the story, really. It's just like what you need to know about all the different kinds of hair dye that you can use. Mostly, they seem to be emphasizing these ones will make your hair lighter and these ones won't. And most of them won't.
It's a real ripoff for people with a dark hair that you can't use temporary hair coloring to do anything you want. Right? Because if you have blonde hair, very light hair, I mean, I suppose now these days I could do it because I have a head white hair. I could do anything now, right? Basically, because it's pre-dyed mostly.
Yes. If we got pink hair,
it'd be pretty pink.
It would be bright pink for quite a while.
Okay.
Probably. If you looked after it.
Yeah. But when you're like in the market for this for real, no can do.
No. And you know that from personal experience because you did more hair experimentation in the 90s than you do now, I would say.
I was bored. I did it twice. And I was like, this is too much work. I don't care. You know what? This is too much work. If I ask Tara to marry me and lock that situation up, we're done.
And you did.
And I did.
And it was done.
So there is a set of 12 pictures of the model wearing various shades going from what to black. What is the first one? Is that silver or
up
is
top?
That?
No, that's like platinum blonde.
Platinum blonde? Okay, it's hard to tell with the photos, but there is something about a white wig on a young person that does it for me. Yeah.
Well, it's a very hot style of about 10 years ago. Young people having silver hair.
Yeah. But the last row where it's like black, it looks weird to me. Don't like it.
It's too black. I think she looks best in the brown one. The third row.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, it's, you know, they're all wigs. So she could do whatever she wants whenever she feels like it. They let us know. Don't expect your dyed hair to be this shiny. It's not gonna. This page 62 with all 12 heads is exactly the kind of thing that I would rip out and put on my wall. It's the kind of thing you're looking for always in a magazine page. It's not an ad. It's all editorial. It doesn't have any text on it. It just is. It just looks cool. Or maybe the only thing I'm ever looking for, but I accept that I would never, never, never tear a page out of Sassy. Even back then, I never would. So they tell you about the forever stuff, meaning dye. They say how long it's supposed to last and they caution you about roots. And I guess when I dyed my hair red a couple of years ago, I must not have taken very good care of it because I don't remember roots really coming through. I think it just faded and then it was brown.
Yeah.
Then they also talk about highlights.
So there's something in that one. There's a little like asides they do.
Yeah.
Highlighting products will not make your hair darker. That would be called high darkening.
Right. This was before they had low lights.
I was going to say, isn't that called low lights?
Yes, it is.
I mean.
But I guess it wasn't a thing then.
No, assuming highlights comes from like a cinematographer-esque background, which I'm, that's all commingled these disciplines, right?
Sure.
Then we had low lights forever. Like low light photography is a thing.
So. Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, as a hair treatment, this wasn't something people were doing.
Oh, getting darker, I see. Just the
getting
actual.
Getting darker colored. Got it. As a hair process.
Okay, but I know. That said, high darkening sounds like something like from one of those book series that's like, we really want to be like, it's Harry Potter meets the Maze Runner. But, you know, and then, of course, the shadow soldiers, practice high darkening.
Right.
Their magic weaponry.
Yes.
It really just has this very YA fantasy feel to it.
It's called romanticy.
Romanticy.
I'm sorry to tell you. And yes, it's very Eve of the High Darkening with, you know, a book cover with some kind, again, pewter, perhaps the sun and moon.
When the blue sky gives away to the yellow moon, we are right. In the period of the high darkening.
That's right. So they give you advice on how to do this yourself. You know, we've all seen the pictures. You get the cap, you pull little strands of hair through, and that's what you highlight and stuff. If you've done this yourself, please call in and tell us how it went, because I would be way too scared that it would look whack. And I'm also going to put a picture, a link out to what I think is the ultimate subtle slash unsubtle, depending on the light, highlight effect, which is mid-run Rachel on Friends. And if you don't think you can do it so it looks that good, don't do it, is my advice.
Top front goodies and whack are two things I would like to bring back so far from this episode. Whack is great.
I hope my top front goodies don't look too whack today.
Yeah,
exactly. One might say. They also talk about henna. It's under veggie action. They say it would last.
Veggie action, action, action. Use henna. Lasts for a long time.
Yeah.
Longer than you thought.
Exactly. They say it fades gradually over 6 to 8 months. I would have thought 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. I would have probably thought 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm shocked henna lasts that long.
The stuff you put on your skin, the same stuff you put in your hair, is it like identical goo?
I can't answer that, but
like,
I would,
if you got a hand tattoo, like a henna tattoo, would it last 4 months?
Oh no, I'm sure it washes off your skin faster than it washes out of your hair.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, skin's different than hair, is what you're saying.
Well, there's that, and you're, you know,
what if our hair strands were just skin? How fucking creepy would that feel?
Yeah, but anyway, yes, you wash your hands more often than you wash your hair normally. Mm-hmm. So. Right. Anyway, hair dye is a land of contrast.
What color would you dye my hair if you could?
If you wanted to do something fun with it now?
No, I'm saying what color would you, like, I have no input on this. You are master of Dave's hair. What color are you dyeing it?
I mean, I got to be honest. I like the silver. I think it looks really
good. Pretty good, right?
It's come in very nice.
Especially in Austin, when I walk around and I have like the deepest tan, which is not super tanned.
No.
Because, you know, I try not to burn myself. But there is a contrast between my hair and my skin, and that makes my hair look probably a little bit whiter than it actually is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's good. Mm-hmm. You're in your John Slattery era.
Yeah, it contrasts nicely with the two gray hairs that you have developed in your 50s so far.
Yep. What if you found out I was secretly dyeing my hair? Like, I was that vain about it, and I, like, went to extremes.
I don't think you're that neat in the house. Like, not saying you're messy, but I don't think you're that careful.
No, if I went out and got it done, and I was just I'm going to 3 movies or something.
Well, you do go out a lot, and I don't know where you are, because I don't go with you, so.
Like, okay, where do you think I...
Well, you do that thing on the weekend, you know, try to save the universe?
Sure. That's true,
maybe
that's
you're doing
hours.
That, maybe you're not. You don't bring home any of those tacos, so I don't know. This is going to make no sense to anybody listening.
No, it's not. You can cut that.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
About face. Mm-hmm. Our first about face is just, I thought it was a lead to a story, but it's not. It's not connected to anything, and I don't understand it at all. So, Tara, get ready to answer why. Mascara, : apply it with your mouth open.
Yeah, this is something that I think, I mean, this isn't the first time I had heard it, either reading it this time or the last time. I believe the theory is that when you open your mouth, your eyes open wider. Mm-hmm.
What if we did this? What if we just, instead of going from A to B, we just went right to B and opened your eyes more? Think of all the time I've saved you.
But even if you do that, if you open your mouth, it opens even more. I don't know.
I don't think so. I was looking at the Zoom camera as we were doing this. I mean, I can open my eyes as wide as I can with my mouth open or closed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm asking you this. Are mascara users generally stupid people?
I don't think that generally they are.
It is time for Sassy Ads. Beep, 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 beep. Ba, 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 ba. Making money through ads. Our first one is on the inside cover. I don't even have a page number for you because it goes from cover to inside cover to page two. So what is page one? Is page one the cover or is page one the inside cover? Or is somehow page one both sides of the cover? I didn't really think of that one there. If it was up to me, the cover would be page one.
I'm going to tell you something, Dave. I've been scanning an issue of Mad Magazine today, and they count the cover as page one.
I mean, it doesn't make sense when you compare it to a book, but the content starts on the cover for a magazine, I'm going to say.
Right.
Yeah. Well, on the inside cover, however we're going to number that, pagely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've numbered it page 0A and page one.
We've got more twirl per curl. Say that fast. More twirl per curl.
The rurrurr.
New gelling curls from the studio line from L'Oreal. And I don't really have anything to say about the product. I just want to say congratulations to Jason Segel for booking the ad.
Oh, she does kind of look like Jason Segel. You're not kidding. On page 19, we have an ad for Candies. And later in the 90s and 2000s, we would know Candies as the brand that would sell its shoes by having the slightly scandalous ladies of the day, your Alyssa Milanos, your Jenny McCarthy's, you know, you would shoot them like sitting on the toilet or something, right, wearing the candy shoes.
Maxim style photos.
Exactly. This is before any of that. Come home to your heart, it says in the top left. I'm going to just walk you through it.
Okay, but yeah, I'm just going to give color commentary to some of these things. Come home to your heart is in a font that I usually just see in religious pamphlets.
Continue. Oh, yes. It's not papyrus, but it's papyrus adjacent.
Yes.
In the top left, we have two headless girls. They're sitting on a cliff. They're dangling their feet down. One of them is wearing Candy's moccasins. The other is just wearing presumably Candy's socks.
But they are positioned one in front, one behind in a way that makes it look like this might be a spider lady.
You it does
really
look
only
like
see
that.
One torso and a couple sets of limbs.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. And they're pointing at the clouds in the sky. The sky is yellow and the clouds are a t-shirt and seems like shorts. Presumably also Candies. On the right, jutting out from the ground proudly. Yep.
You have to imagine this whole thing looks like, I forget what they call it, Monument Valley in Utah.
Yes, yes.
And they are on one of the monuments. But then, of course, these moccasins that you're about to discuss are the other monument rock.
They are monoliths coming out of the ground.
They're the three sister shoes.
They are.
Yep.
These shoes, I don't know what the symbol is supposed to be. They're so ugly. They're like, they're moccasins, unfortunately, they are like extremely vaguely indigenous, I'll say, flavored.
Yeah, they are the kind of indigenous flavor stuff that you get at those gift shop every 82 miles on the highway between Texas and Arizona.
Right. Yes.
When you go in, it's like, yeah, we have moccasins. But also while you're here, check out the full-size Transformers Bumblebee robot in the back.
Yes.
It's exactly that.
If you have driven to Santa Fe from any direction, you have seen something with something like this symbol on it. I mean, it's sort of vaguely bird-like, but anyway, just go to look at
it. It's not a Thunderbird or anything like that.
No. But it's very vague. Mm-hmm. And then, most upsettingly of all, in the bottom right corner, larger than any other single element in this ad other than the cliff, is a little girl with the craziest crazy eyes you ever did see. I don't know what they showed her to make her make this face, but I'm upset about it, and I hope she's okay today.
It does seem like they showed her a glimpse of her own future.
Yes.
Like, it feels haunted in a way that seems extremely personal.
Yeah. Like, she's got a little faint smile.
She's got a little bit of Disaster Girl to her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Except, I mean, Disaster Girl was sort of like smirking with a half-lidded eye. These eyes are open like just like 8 degrees too much. Yep. It's upsetting.
It is. Weirdest ad we've had in a while. I do enjoy it.
But yeah, I do too.
Terrible ad, but great for us.
It is. It's very like throwing things at the wall and then turning it in because you ran out of time. Like, what if we did this and this? What if we did everything it's due in 3 hours? Yeah.
But the design sense of, like, the sort of a photographic clip art collage design sense is coming. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be a lot more of this
decade. Yeah. I mean, we've already seen a little bit of this with, like, the canteen ads and stuff where they're, you know, there's girls like just bopping in the sky and there's, you know, assorted things underneath.
Yeah, but this one is trying to like, this one is more Dali-esque.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, undeservedly, that comparison, they don't deserve it, but that's the easiest shorthand I can come up with.
If you will, it's more Sand Dali-esque. Because they also make sandals.
Yeah.
On page 25, we get the sassy retail report. They're getting us prepared for what's hot for prom 91. Of course, we all know the March issue is really the prom issue, and that is coming. But this is just a little tease. So they're telling us about their various retail partners and where
okay,
you can
wait,
go.
Don't say the names of them.
Prom stuff.
Okay. Can you rank these from coolest sounding partner to least coolest sounding partner, please?
I mean, the reason that I flagged this page is because if
coming
you
in at number five,
if you've been hurt at work, you may be eligible for compensation. Contact Woodward and Lothrop, which is apparently a department
hill
store.
People.
Yeah. Woody's, as it's also known, I guess, does a twist on the prom with lots of short dresses, traditional dresses in pale colors with lace trim. Boy, are you going to be seeing that a lot in the March issue.
Has someone come in and taken over your cave? Are you injured by a mammoth? Call Woodward and Lothrop.
Okay, so ranking from uncoolest to coolest?
Well, no, it was really an exercise in ranking.
I see.
Woodward and Lothrop okay. Last, so we're good there.
Okay, great. Yeah. Moving on page 29. We have an ad for Germac, which for whatever reason, and probably because of Victoria Principal, who endorsed Germac for like my entire childhood.
Sure. Yep.
I thought Germac was a glamour brand, like that you could only get at the salon.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. Germac sounds like something like it sounds like a name for jerking off. So I didn't really have that cachet with me. I mean,
sure.
Mostly because I didn't really hear the word Germac. It didn't enter my brain until we started doing this podcast.
Yeah.
So I don't have that baggage that you do. But yeah, it sounds like something dirty to me.
Also that it's JH, which like, that's not.
Well, that's what makes it special.
I guess.
You're just getting a hand job. You're getting a hand job.
Anyway. The headline of the ad, as it were, the tagline is, get the gel out of here. Ooh, racy. Mm-hmm. And then it's over the, you know, face and just sideways looking eyes and hair of the model. And she's got this big piled up like Gibson
meringue.
Girl, curly blonde. I mean, pile is, I can't improve on that. It's a pile of hair.
I would describe it as a hair meringue.
Sure. Is this supposed to be, this is bad? This is what you're supposed to be getting rid of?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is fine.
This looks cute.
This looks messy cute.
It's curly. Yeah. Exactly. Intentionally messy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what their problem is.
And the whole thing where she's like, you know, you just see her eyes and she's looking up. It's very cute photography.
Mm-hmm.
They've airbrushed the white of her eyes to white hell, but
they,
you know.
They did.
Such was the style.
It was the style at the time.
And you can get 50% off because this is a coupon ad.
Mm-hmm.
Coupon or coupon?
I say coupon.
Yeah. I grew up with coupon. But I try to remember is coupon.
Mm-hmm.
If you disagree, 720 sassy. Go, let's go. Coupon versus coupon. Where are you? Hellsman or Best Mayo?
You know how you can tell it's coupon? Because the company is Groupon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not, I can't even say it the other way. Groupon. All right, moving on.
I think I ate that once. Didn't agree with me.
Page 32 to 33. Big two-page spread. Read this now. All right, relax. This is all about free music.
Oh God, the layout is so bad on this
page. I know.
Page.
The sassy Jesus. Sire Records cannot possibly live any familiar with tape. And on the other page, Festival of Amazing Tunes, you longer without becoming intimately. I know what they're doing, but they didn't quite nail it.
No.
So this is just, you can send in the card and they'll send you a free sampler of music from artists that are on the record label Sire.
Well, they're batting about 500 with things I actually know today. Ooh, wait, I just checked the second page out. We're down to like 350 now.
They're doing all right. There are artists on here that you still
all right, I'll read
know
them off.
About.
You tell me if you know who they are in a meaningful way. Just not like I know the name, but I have their music and or, you know, I wouldn't be sad to have their music in my collection.
Sure.
Tommy Page.
Nope.
I think he's from Mortal Kombat. Big God 20.
No.
Danielle Dax, D-A-X.
Nope.
Ice Tea, of course.
Of course. The Replacements. All know Ice Tea. We love him.
Yes.
The Replacements, yes.
Book of Love sounds vaguely familiar, mm-mm. but I think that might be the song.
Exactly. The either song. There's a couple.
You know, these guys love Jermack. It's the Beatmasters. Featuring Merlin.
Oh.
Yeah, magical hand job from Merlin. Behold! Royal Crescent Mob.
Mm-mm.
Mm. That sounds like it's something from Peaky Blinders.
It does.
My whole body's a gun.
Yep.
Here at the Royal Crescent Mob. Sexpress.
No, but I do love that name.
That's a great name.
It's S apostrophe express.
Pretty good.
Sexpress. Not bad.
And then like during the day, it's you have to stop at every station. Primal Scream.
I've heard of them.
Mm, okay. Are they like one of those metal bands where the logo, it looks like tree roots?
I can't answer that.
Sounds like it though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Like they're opening up for blood transfusion or something like that.
Yeah.
Ride. Just simply Ride. Never heard. No. Echo and the Bunnymen. Yes.
Of course.
What's their song again?
Pretty in Pink. Isn't that their
big
hit?
That's not the one I know. What's the one I know?
Echo and
I have it in my
Bunnymen.
I'll look it up. I got mine.
Greatest Hits. People Are Strange. Nope. Lips Like Sugar.
Nope.
Bring on the Dancing Horses.
I'm looking it up because I have exactly one song for them, I'm sure. The Killing Moon.
The Killing Moon. There it is.
The Killing Moon. Isn't that, I think that's a song from series 7 or whatever
yep.
it was.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Okay. Moving on. Morrissey.
Of course. We know Morrissey.
Depeche Mode. Sure.
Of course.
The Ocean Blue.
I've sailed it, but I don't know their albums.
Betty Boo.
Betty Boo. Betty Boo just doing the do. Yeah. Okay. She was a one hit wonder. She's a 90210 era.
All right. Former President John Wesley Harding.
I've heard of him.
The Judy Bats.
Heard of them.
Are they not a band from the Flintstones?
they could be both.
Throwing Muses.
Heard of them. You've heard of them too.
And finally, Paul Dukakis.
Paul Lukakis.
Remember when he rode the tank? What a goof.
Probably lost him in the election. Anyway, there is a full Discogs listing for this album somehow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll link it in the show notes. And Joey Ramone did a promo for it, even though I do not see the Ramones on this list.
Have the Rolling Stones killed.
Exactly. All right. Then we're going to flip to the back, all the way back to page 87, where we've got a quarter page fractional ad. We are still in the 1-900 era. This is a $1-900, $2 per minute. Mm-hmm. To call the Candyman.
Who?
Why would I do
that? Who?
I'm not going to say it again. You cannot entrap me.
Okay, good. Good looking out.
Beetlejuice.
This is my favorite ad for a long time. This is great.
And here's why. Here's why you should call the Candyman, even though if you don't know his music.
Yep.
His boots were made for knocking.
Yep.
I'm quite sure I've never heard any music from this artist.
Despite the fact he's today's hottest new rapper,
yeah.
I've never heard of Candyman outside of the, you know, the urban legend guy that you have to make sure you don't say his name too many times or he will sting you with bees or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
He's made of bees.
Yeah, bees are involved.
Great. And because and also the photography is great because I don't know exactly what's going on, but, you know, it's a long exposure shot and he's just sitting on the floor or on a stair and there's people moving behind him. But, you know, with a long exposure, the things that are in motion are, you know, more or less opaque.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one guy is just walking around without a head.
Yeah, the figure furthest to the right is fully headless.
It just looks so weird. He looks like if a human was a sock. All right. And then we get to our favorite little part of the ad extravaganza, which is those cheap ads at the back.
Mm-hmm.
The one my eyeball immediately went to was Allegheny Riding Camp. This
That's
one's
right.
for all the horse girls out there.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, 8 to 16, nestled in scenic Allegheny Mountains, 3 hours from Washington. 45 horses, 2 paddocks. We got a hunt course, indoor ring, trail riding, art, swimming, tennis, craft area, modern dormitories.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this seems like quite the experience for a horse girl out there.
Yeah.
And the picture is of a horse jumping over things.
Yep.
Equestrian style.
Yep. Be very nice. Careful when you're reading this, especially when you get to hunt course.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to spoonerism
No, you don't. And then on the next page, I have no idea what this means. I was going to read it as written. No swamp things. Call or write for Freeway Cool Seagly catalog.
Uh-huh.
And we got a toll-free number there. You can write to them on their Madison Avenue address in New York City. No swamp things. What's that mean?
I have no idea. I don't know what this brand is. Nothing is coming up when I look for it.
It sounds like an underwear problem.
Maybe.
You know, when you walk too much, you dress for cooler weather, and then like it turns warm in the day, but you still got 5 miles to go. Mm-hmm. And you get home and everything's sort of like wet or very damp.
Yeah.
You're a swamp thing.
Well,
I don't know what this catalog can do for that, but
I don't either. But the building still exists. It's the Anderson Building. Okay. It was built in 1929, has 22 stories, 47 units.
This is the dumbest follow-up we've ever done. Is the building still there where they had this P.O. box?
I was trying to see if they had any listings about how
much... Don Draper work at Seagly?
What's the square footage? How much square footage you can get at the Anderson
That's what
building.
The swamp things are for! Please do this like Eminem.
What, diary? Yeah. This month's diary is, will the real Jane Pratt please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up!
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Jane telling the story of promoting the magazine by doing a lot of press. She has been interviewed by Maria Shriver. She's been on the radio, but the funniest media experience of the month, she writes, was definitely going on the TV game show To Tell the Truth. If you've never seen the show, you may have still been exposed to it because there's a little bit at the beginning of the Leonardo DiCaprio / Steven Spielberg movie, Catch Me If You Can, where Frank Abagnale Jr. goes on To Tell the Truth to tell his story of being a teenage con man. And they use real footage of the real episode that the real Frank Abagnale was in with Kitty Carlisle Hart. And she was still doing the show in 1991. The panel when Jane went on with two other ladies that were pretending they were the editors of Sassy was her, Kitty Carlisle Hart, Vicki Lawrence from The Carol Burnett Show, Monty Hall from Let's Make a Deal, and David Niven Jr. as Jane puts it, of David Niven Sr. fame.
Fair, cute. Fair. David Niven was my go-to original Trivial Pursuit answer when I didn't know anything about the question. I would guess either Hitler or David Niven, and I would guess I got 5% of those questions right by guessing one of those two people.
Or Galileo, that was the third.
Interesting.
Didn't you? I thought that was your
Galileo,
third
Galileo, no.
Oh, okay. Was someone else with some other one name?
I'm more of a Copernicus guy.
Perhaps. Anyway, I, of course, went straight to YouTube to try to find if anyone had put this episode online. As far as I could tell, they had not. If you know otherwise, please call and let us know. But when I was searching for it, what I did find were a few episodes of Jane's talk show, which we should talk about when we get to that era. Perhaps we'll do a special episode.
What was it called?
I think it was just called Jane.
Oh, okay.
But the series premiere was in March 3rd, 1993, so it'll be a while before we get to that in our coverage. But just FYI, if you're curious about that, Google it. There's a few episodes, including the very first one. We actually have a magazine-y feature. This is the first time this has come up in quite a while. Karen tries to get thinner thighs, longer hair, bigger breasts, tanner skin, and a boyfriend through the mail. And if you don't know what she's referring to, you can flip to page 82 and 83 in this very issue for a brand that promises a whole bunch of things it can't possibly deliver. Normally the sort of thing you would expect to see in a teeny, scammy, fractional ad, but for some reason, sometimes they get the full... the full spread, and it's got a sexy lady in the middle and a whole bunch of claims about, you know, what these pills can do if you just send them $20. So the premise of this story is that Karen sent away for a bunch of these different products and then sent them to different doctors to confirm, no, you should not take these. They are not going to do anything and may harm you. and starts out by talking to someone at the FDA who's basically like, yeah, we can't test everything. We're a little busy reviewing drugs for AIDS and cancer, so we can't run down the makers of these bigger breasts now. Nonsense.
Right. Prioritizing.
Exactly. So basically the point of this article is don't take dubious drugs that are not necessarily backed by medical science, Pam.
I was going to say somewhere Pam's eye just twitched. I got all this money in my wallet.
They start with have larger, more beautiful breasts.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
The doctor that she sends them to says, this is ground up cow brain. It's not going to do anything. Don't take them.
Make you smarter.
Well, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So
gain their courage, which isn't much. Cows are cowards.
That's true.
It's right in the name.
But I just wondered, like, you know, if you send these to a doctor and the doctor tests them themselves and like, do they have more standing to write to someone at the FDA and be like, hey, don't know, because that didn't get followed up on.
I think the FDA probably thinks. There's a little bit of Darwinism here at play.
Perhaps.
That if you're the kind of person that is going to buy cow brain pills so you can get bigger front top goodies.
You're right. Yes.
You know, no great loss.
Well, she just says don't take it, which makes me think like she doesn't say you can take it if you want. It's not going to do anything.
Or just buy them for display.
Well, I'm just saying if it sounds like they're harmful and she knows that they are.
Instead of filling a shallow glass bowl on your coffee table with decorative rocks, get a jar of brain pills.
Sure. Next, have that beautiful dark tan without risking sun cancer. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, another product. It's not going to do anything. Pills can't make you tan. The end of it is, in other words, spend your $20.95 on sunscreen and a new beach towel. I don't think you should be saying go lie out, like even with sunscreen.
Yeah. And we're well into the era where everybody was thinking that, right? Like,
oh, of course.
Don't burn yourself to a crisp for the sake of your tan.
Very much. This was the ozone hole era for sure. Next is weight loss. Karen writes, the body trim ad claims that the 1 month supply of appetite suppressant pills and the corresponding diet plan, for which I paid $21.95, bring about a significant change in your hunger pattern by mandating foods that satisfy your appetite so you don't want to eat as much. And even if you did, the manufacturer states that people have lost 30, 40, even 70 pounds while consuming as many as 3,000 calories a day from a menu that includes heavy cream, bacon, mayonnaise, cheese, and other high-fat foods. For the truth, I went to Dr. Theodore Vanitelli, an obesity specialist in New York City, who says, this is a low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet that couldn't be more contrary to current thinking on diet and nutrition. It's basically the old Atkins diet that was very severely criticized by the American Medical Association in the early 80s.
Joke's on you. It's coming back.
That's right. Ask Rob Lowe whether the Atkins diet has been discredited because he's selling their shit on TV every time I turn it on. So the active ingredient in the pills is something called phenylalanine. There's two laws in there. I thought maybe that was the phen and fenfen, the drug from later in the 90s.
Phenylalanine is the heroin from the high darkening.
Probably. That was phentermine. This one's an amino acid. So, you know, phenylalanine, innocent. Hair, Karen writes, note how the longer dropped right off the label, even though it was in the ad. Well, your hair will get longer while you use it. That's just how hair works. It's always growing. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the real departure from all of this, because it's not a drug, it's just a book, is the Get Him System. It's 96 pages, published in 1986. Filled with chapters like looks, which informs the eager reader, looks are definitely important to guys, and advises you to try putting some emotion into your eyes. They also tell you how to change your personality. Obviously, it was written by a man. And, you know, the end of it is like, finally, even the Get Him System says be yourself, which is the best advice it gives.
I love the name, though. Get Him.
The Get Him System. So, Dave, would these tips work on you? Look good.
Yeah.
Look more gooder.
Yeah.
To a boy.
Yeah.
Laugh at his jokes. Make him look important and well-liked in public. And praise his good ideas. Is this what it takes to get him?
Well, I mean, I like it when people laugh at my jokes, but sure. I wouldn't want them to not be a genuine chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
yeah.
Like, If you can do all these things honestly and organically, sure. Mm-hmm. But if you're just putting on airs, then eventually that's going to come around back to bite you. Mm-hmm. When you're like, you're 63 and you're on your deathbed, you know, because we've been eating terribly all this time. And you're like, I just got one last thing to tell you. Mm-hmm. I never thought you were funny. And then you're like, well, fuck. Now I have to like organize a funeral for this dick. Like, thank you.
Is that something you think is going to happen?
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Can you read, just before we end up, can you read the little tag at the end, which I thought was kind of cute? There's a square at the very end of the article in Greek filigree, as if you are actually on one of these pages with 10,000 ads.
All right. Karen Catchpole, Inc., One Fraud Square, Ripoff, New York, 10036. Yes! I want to be Karen. Please send me a lifetime supply of the Wonder products listed in this story so that I too can have breasts the size of small farm animals, look like a carrot, lose weight no matter what I eat, need to trim my hair daily, and never be dateless on a Saturday just like her. If I am not totally happy being Karen, I hope that I will get my money back or have my body donated to science. Karen.
That's good. This article as a whole just seems very much like why people remember Sassy so fondly. Just like, especially after, granted, it's at a different magnitude, but especially after fucking themselves so royally because of the ad stuff at the start of the run of the magazine, to now take a jab at basically the want ads of the magazine.
Yeah, totally. Yep, it's great. She's great. We love it. Finally, Inside Out, What I Did on My Vacation. There's a weird, blurry, obviously a blown-up Polaroid picture of Jacinta, who writes, "Hi, I've been on a little holiday from Sassy for 2 years, and I missed it so much. See, I went back to Sydney, Australia, where I was born and raised. While I was there, I worked as a fashion editor for 3 magazines. The best thing about working in Australia is the weather. Can shoot outside all year round and not get frostbite. Every day is sunny and relaxing, and I did have a great time there, I swear. When I woke up in the morning, I would look out the kitchen window at Nelson Bay and dolphins would swim past. Then I'd jump on my bike and go riding for an hour along the bay. Lunchtime would mean laps at the swimming pool, and at 5 o'clock, unlike people in New York City, people there rarely work late, I would be off on my 1.5 hours of power walking. The problem is everything was closed by 10. That's why she's moved back to New York. Like, I don't know. Jacinta, you may be fucked up. That sounds pretty sick, your life in Sydney. Like, unless you didn't know anyone there, which obviously you did because it's where you grew up. I don't know why you did this. You're crazy. Next time, it's the February 1991 Slumber Party episode, and Pam is, as they say, scheduled to appear. We'll share our results in the latest quiz, How Good Are You in a Pinch? Then we'll be playing some of your latest voicemails, so get them in if you haven't yet. 720-SASSY-GO or listen to sassy.com/hotline to record in your browser. For my plug this week, The Conners, which is, of course, the sequel to Roseanne, one of the biggest shows of the 90s, is back for its 7th and final season. I reviewed the premiere at Cracked, and you can find that in the show notes. You can find more information about the podcast, links to our visual aids, contact info for all of us at listentosassy.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. I gotta go get a sody parp. What was it?
Sure. Okay.